and get a flash drive. Are you still offering that? Oh, okay. All righty. We are going to the top of the hour. We will be right back momentarily. Be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Deanna, and our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco, and his websites are listed. He's got several websites. They are listed on the schedule page at Spingola.com. Okay, I went downstairs to get the name of this product that I bought, or this gadget I bought some time ago, called Total Shield, and I couldn't remember the name of it, so I had to run downstairs to see what it was. We have some callers, so let's take some calls. Let's take John in California. John, welcome.
Well, hi. I have a quick question regarding potatoes. I was told that the potatoes utilize a lot of enzymes. And also, they take enzymes away from other foods if you eat together with the potatoes. What's the truth about that?
Yeah, I don't know about the enzyme. It's an alkaline plant, so if you're eating it with protein, it's not a good idea because it can neutralize the acid in the stomach to break down the meat. The way the Irish eat their foods, a lot of times they'll have their animal protein first. They consume that, they have their potato, and then they have their vegetables, whatever they eat in the raw. And the idea behind that is when you eat the protein, you need the acid to break down the protein. Then they eat the potato to neutralize the acid, and then they eat the vegetable matter afterwards to increase the enzyme activity. So, again, potato has a lot of B-complex vitamins in them as well, a lot of carbohydrate, which you need. Like I said, you can combine it with dairy or egg, and it's a complete meal. So, again, a lot of the things you'll hear, you might want to try, like even the things I'm telling you, experiment with them. See what works. That's what I always tell everybody, see what works. You know, understand what you're being told. Understand, again, what you're consuming in the environment you're in and how that environment can affect what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I'm eating chicken, for example, it'd be okay maybe to go ahead and eat the chicken first, and then follow up with the potato, kind of in that order.
That's what I would do. I mean, with my friends, sometimes we go to a buffet, so I'll go get chicken and I'll go get whatever animal protein I'm going to eat. And the only thing I bring with me might be either fresh pineapple or fresh beet a beet. Okay, and what I'll do is I'll have the beet and the pineapple with me because the beet increases the hydrochloric acid in my stomach, and the pineapple breaks down protein. So if I feel I'm getting whatever, I'll have a bite of each. That's it, just a little bite. Now, wait a minute, continue. Now, when I get done with my meal, I don't eat a lot to begin with, but when I do get done with my meal, I don't bloat, I don't have any extensions or nothing. Now, if I want to still eat, if I'm not content, then I'll go and get some kind of potato baked, mashed, something to that. If it's a real potato. If it's not a real potato, I won't even bother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Tony.
You have a good day.
All right. Thank you, John. Let's take Tom in Utah. Oh, Tom must have hung up. All righty, let's move on to Jenna in Washington. Jenna? Oh, Tom is there? Okay, Tom? Oh, Tom. Okay, let's take Jenna in Washington. Jenna?
Know that Tony is on the Micro Effect Tuesdays and Thursdays consistently between 3 and 4 Pacific Standard Time, and there's a chat where people exchange, and Tony always puts up a lot of links. Recently, you've been putting up a ton of them, and I really appreciate it. I've been experimenting for years with a lot of Tony's information that I've gotten off of his website, and it's wonderful that we have him. So I wanted to thank him. I also hoped that he could go down a list of different saponins, because I do feel that he has eyes that go inside bodies because he understands how they work. And reviewing those things, because I think that we all constantly are needing to cleanse, detox on a daily basis, and those reminders are so helpful. So I was hoping maybe Tony would remind us of good saponin choices.
Okay, hey. Maybe detoxing. How do you detox?
You go on my site at theaugmentandforce.com. There's a saponin link. And there's about 8 or 9 different saponins there. You can choose any one of those. Because the way saponins work is they can help remove excess fat buildup in the body. They clean the cells and remove any debris from the cells. Some of them are actually utilized in dealing with some of the STDs of yesterday, like syphilis and gonorrhea. So you're not going to go wrong, really, in using any one of them, you know, olive leaf, cassava, just about tribulus. Tribulus is used a lot of times. Again, the biggest, the tribulus is if you use it, you're going to be erected and you're going to be able to be a porn star and boink all these women. But the truth of the matter is, tribulus is actually a very powerful saponin for the male physiology, because it helps clean out the adrenals as well. So again, a lot of things that they perpetrate as some sort of sexual ergonomic, when you get past that nonsense and you get past the rhetoric, because again, that's the selling feature, right? If we can tie it to sex in any way, shape, or form, you can sell it. But when you actually look at some of these plants that they're advocating as a sexual aid, and you start looking at some of the biochemistry to some of these things, they will amaze you. A horny goatweed, to give you another example, it has a saponin content of its own. Now, again, this is being perpetrated as a sexual aid, but it is one of the best body restorers going. It can help regenerate your insides from any damage that may be occurring, especially from this nano. Yeah, the ingredient is called Icarin. Now, again, they don't talk about Icarin in that way. But this is something, again, when you start looking at some of these things, you get past the marketing nonsense, you can see some of the benefits. So that's a good place to start, right there for the saponin. And if you go from that, you can then expand your horizons.
Thank you. I have one more question, if that's all right.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I follow Jim Lee also because I think he has a lot of good information. And one of his last YouTubes, he was talking about how the excess of calcium carbonate, like, doubled or tripled coming out of planes. And calcium carbonate sounds pretty benign. And it might
no.
be nano.
No, it's not benign at all.
So what is that doing?
It's a conductor. It's another conductive element that's being used. And you got to remember, you got to look at things in the whole, not in the singularity. Calcium carbonate of its own has a conductive element to it, and when you're combining it with other components like carbon, other carbon components, you're actually creating a hard circuit. That's what they're doing up there. This is creating a network on a magnitude you and I can't even begin to think about. So basically, we're using this as a means to transfer more frequencies, more energy. It will stabilize any conductive material that's up there already. It's not even that absorbable in our own bodies. So it requires a lot of acid to break that down.
Yeah, I do use a lot more vinegar. We need a lot more acid, don't we?
Yeah, that whole acid alkaline thing was completely distorted. When you look at the body, we have four main acids in the colon alone: lactic acid, propionic acid, butyric acid, acetic acid, which is vinegar. We have hydrochloric acid in the stomach. We got all kinds of acids rolling through the body: citric acid, malic acid, ascorbic acid. The proteins break down into what? Amino acids. So all this stuff about being into a high alkaline state, a lot of that is just purely retarded. Even the people on the most alkaline diet, and they're in India, are getting cancer on an alkaline diet. So it's not about alkalinity or about acidity. It's more about absorbability and toxicity that's going inside the body through the food chain. Nobody's looking at that correctly either. You're better off being a little bit more on the acidic side than the alkaline side. Each aspect, if the acid levels are too low, you open yourself up to viruses, parasites, and microbes. If you're too acidic, you could also open yourself up to fungi and bacterial infections. If you're a little bit more on the alkaline side, you neutralize the fungi and the bacterial infections, but you open yourself up to viral infections and parasites. So it all depends. Again, everything's about balance. So, and a lot of times these things are occurring because what you're eating has been compromised. So, again, if we're looking at the root cause of things in regard to acid and alkaline, if you don't have acid in the system, enough of it, you can't activate a lot of things. It's the acid that does the activation.
Right. And baking soda, you know, it can remove radiation, because I've been experimenting with taking a teaspoon a couple times a day with some vitamin C, and I feel good. I didn't get sick all winter. I think it's fine. You know, part of me is thinking, I guess it all just takes playing around and figuring what works, but I think it works.
Well, you got to remember something. You hear somebody yelling, danger, Will Robinson, danger, Will Robinson, some things that are very rudimentary and fundamental, then you got to kind of wonder if they're just trying to get you to quit using something that really works and that can have actual benefit and is inexpensive. Because, again, if it's inexpensive, they don't want you to have access to it. They want you to spend more money, especially to some of these gurus in this industry. They don't want you to have the simplest things that actually work. They want you to spend $40, $50, $60 for a bottle of pills that don't do anything. And this is where, again, the catch-22 comes in on some of this. Some things are being perpetrated now. I mean, you really got to read and investigate, and you got to start understanding, okay, for instance, when they're selling you some of these newer products, what is the frequency going to do when you consume those products in your body? How are they going to affect your body? What are they going to turn on? What are they going to turn off? This is something that we have to start thinking in these terms today.
Thank you so much, Tony. You're wonderful.
Have a good day. Have a good day.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jenna. All righty. Tom is back. Tom? Tom in Utah?
This is John from Texas.
Okay, we'll take John from Texas. John.
Yeah, hi, Deanna. Hi, Tony. Hey, Tony, I have a question concerning a smart meter. Excuse me. I opted out several months ago, and they put a new meter in. And I just read something on the Internet. I wish I wrote it down where I read it from. I'm really not sure what they were talking about. But they were saying that if you replace your smart meter with another meter, maybe an analog, I don't know. I forget what I read, but it said that meter, if it's the wrong one, it could still pick up signals from other smart readers. I mean, smart meters. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't heard of it, but I've heard that, read that, in every neighborhood, they have one house as a main hub. And a lot of information is being transferred is going through that one house or the main hub. So they're actually getting more of a jolt. But the other thing, too, about smart meter, even though you may opt out, if your neighbors didn't, you're still going to get hit with frequencies from their smart meter. If you got them on each side of you.
Yeah.
It'll still go through your home. So wherever they may be, you might want to shield those areas.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Tony. Thank you, Deanna. You all take care.
Thank you. All righty. Let's take... Okay, we're going to try this again. Tom in Utah.
Did we make it?
We did. Hello, Tom Rogers. Welcome.
By the way, I was mentioning there's a background click behind Tony, I think.
It's a machine that he has. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah.
What's the machine?
Something I'm working on to create a dispersal, so when frequencies come in, they get dispersed.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just a simple question. By the way, I work with a lot of vegans, and most of them are not truly vegans because of the disinformation that they've been given anyway. But I just wondered what your... See, I'm a former dairyman rancher. One of the things I'm aware of is the amount of toxins that go into an animal when you're feeding it concentrates about 800 pounds of silage create a pound of beef. Anyway, the other thing I'd like to get your response on is the DNA corruption from the animal when you bring that in. How do you explain your body's handling of that?
Well, it all depends. You have an immune system. Don't forget that. Depending on how strong your immune system is, it's going to determine how you're going to deal with that.
Since I worked in pathology, your immune system is not always effective at shielding you from that. That's why we end up with autoimmune diseases.
Not necessarily today. This is where I would beg to differ with you today. Our DNA is being altered not from eating meat. Our DNA is being altered from what's being
put
into the
meat. But the animal's DNA has been altered.
Again, let me finish. I disagree with you.
Well, as a rancher, I can tell you the animal's DNA has been altered,
again,
too.
Are you going to listen or are you going to talk? If you want to talk, we'll let Deanna interview
you. Well, I want you to have all the facts so you can tell it to me.
Okay, so then be quiet so I can. The animals what's being fed to the animals may affect their DNA. And what's affecting our DNA is not necessarily, that's what's affecting our DNA. If the animals are being fed nanoparticles or whatever they're being fed, antibiotics or whatever, that's what's causing our DNA, the proteins transferring that into our systems. The vegetation matter that is being consumed by the animals, they can break it down and their immune system can alter or break down some of the materials that they're consuming. Vegans can't do that.
All righty, we will be right back momentarily after a quick break.
Folks, we're we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the battle.
All right, we are back. And our guest is Tony Pantelleresco, and his websites, which are many, are listed on the schedule page at spingola.com. Just click the radio schedule button on the left. All righty. We're talking with Tom. So we can continue.
Oh, we're still going?
Yeah, as a former rancher, I'm just wondering, how do you recommend that we protect our animals for consumption?
That's going to be difficult. I really don't have any answers for you on this at this stage. The animals are going to be out in the field. They're going to be exposed to high levels of nanometals from the sky, depending on what is being around you.
And all the pesticides and herbicides, too, that we deal with.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how to. Well, I have no answers for you on that one. The only thing people can do is when they're eating the meats, they would have to neutralize those things by using high levels of sulfur, phosphorus, and other chelating agents in order to pull that stuff out. But as far as the animals are concerned, I deal with a Mennonite farmer, getting my dairy products from them because it's cleaner than getting it from the store. Everywhere around them, they're dealing with farmers that spray. So it's an impossibility today for anybody to say they're going to get anything clean. I don't see how that's even doable today.
By the way, isn't it curious that they've outlawed sulfur as a medication for animals? In the past, we used to be able to use that.
Oh, you don't have it there? You can still get it here.
Yeah, it's contrary to the, Department of Agriculture's protocols. Us old farmers are saying, are you crazy? Sulfur is a very effective medication.
Yeah, we can still get that here. I'm surprised to hear that, really. I didn't know that was going on. You can get it. Here you can get it. I can go to a farm supply here and get all kinds of sulfur-based healing agents. What I would probably be doing if I were used, I'd go get 99% DMSO, and I would be putting it into their water supply.
Yeah, we used to get sulfur to deal with our mastitis, but now you can't.
Go get DMSO. That's a sulfur-based solvent. Just dilute it and use it. Yeah, just dilute it and use it, and that should help the animal in detoxifying some of the things that are going on with the animals as well. And I would probably put that even with the chickens.
Yeah, I found that rather curious that the most effective, antibiotic that our animals had was all of a sudden made illegal. Bizarre. All right. Anyway, I didn't want to bother you anymore. That's a good answer.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tom. All righty. Let's take let's take Donna, but. Then we want to ask you about cayenne pepper. But let's take Donna in California. Donna, welcome. Donna, are you there? Maybe she's muted. Donna, are you there? Yeah, I think DMSO is always, everything is always better in a glass container, wouldn't you say, Tony?
Some things yes, some things no. I think in that situation it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't think so. Anyway, it is a solvent. It can break things down. I think it would all depend on how long it's been sitting in a container. I mean, I agree with you, glass is usually the best way to go, but a lot of times, I just help people get what you can. With the amount of contamination that we're dealing with today, you try to get what you can afford as well, and to the best of your access. I buy stuff, and it comes in a plastic. I still use it. I mean, I use a DMSO in plastic. It's still working. What I'm doing even now is when I'm making my remedies, I'm putting one drop or two in there with them to ensure delivery into the body. anybody's taking any kind of, and I'm also using alcohol in a different way. You might appreciate this, being of your background as well. I was looking at a guy that survived at Chernobyl.
Wow.
And he never left. And he was doing a shot of vodka, a couple times a day, the morning when he got up, before he ate any meat, any vegetable. And he said it would clear his system. And I thought, well, that's interesting because it's, one to three shots a day is actually beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing that, and I was adding adding other things with the alcohol. I've been only doing about a shot and a half. And I added DMSO with it, like one or two drops with maybe an essential oil or whatever, and then, chug it back. And I noticed the increased efficacy of whatever I was taking was working even better in that combination.
The increased efficacy in that combination. You cut out a minute there.
I was using a homemade Amarado, which is like 85 proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some other stuff that's a little stronger. They got some stuff here called Grappa, which is it's equivalent to Everclear. But taking a little bit of that, adding one drop of DMSO, and let's say you're adding an essential oil, any essential oil, or adding another tincture. Like I'll add the Icarin to there. I'll add some other stuff to it, and then to drink it back. I noticed that that will hit you like lightning. You'll even feel it go into the head almost within 20 seconds. So
wow.
You know it's delivering. Even when I'm mixing my I'm making a carbonated drink with certain amino acids that I'm using. I'll add a shot of that with it. And now what I've noticed too lately now, with me and another guy I've talked with, that when we drink alcohol now, in 20 minutes we've cleared it out of our system. 20 minutes.
Wow. That's interesting. All righty, when we come back, we will take Donna in California. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. Have to teach the children about living with each other, 'cause the future will soon be in there.
All right, I'm going to cut in here. I love that song. Anyway, our guest today is Tony Pantelleresco, and we have, who do we have on the phone that's been waiting for a bit? We have Donna in California. Donna, welcome to the program. And you have
Hello.
A question?
Yeah. Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
I hear you.
Last time I guess you couldn't hear me. My question is about sulfur. I go to a health food store that sells sulfur in a big bin, and it's a white granule. And I was just wondering what Tony's opinion was of that.
Nothing. As long as it's pure, doesn't matter if it's granular or powder, if you want to pulverize it, you can't just throw it in the blender and pulverize it for a second and you got a more refined powder. They come in different forms. Some are liquid, some are powdered, some are crystalline, you know. The purity is what you're looking for.
Yeah, they say it's 99% pure, and I asked the lady at the health food store if it was organic, and she told me it was not, pharmaceutical grade. I don't know what that means.
means there's no such thing as an organic sulfur. That's just a lot of horse hockey. Okay, it's a mineral. Okay, it's just a mineral is all it is. So the guys are perpetrating an organic product. That's just a key word to get you to buy something that's no different than MSM. It's what it is MSM. So the thing that they are correct on is a lot of MSM products are contaminated with silica and other excipients. That's where they're correct. Okay, but to go about and call something organic when it's not, that to me is a little bit on the unethical side. So if they're saying it's organic because it's coming from a vegetable source, whoop-de-doo. It still has to be synthesized in a lab to be converted. B1 comes from a vegetable source. Doesn't mean it's organic. It means it comes from a vegetable source. They have to extract it out of a rice polishings in order to get it. So a lot of the term, this is why I tell people all the time, do your investigations. Don't just follow somebody because they call it something. Look it up. See what it really is. They're not the only company that's selling a pure product. There are a lot of companies out there that do sell a pure MSM. When I buy any kind of product, the first thing I look at is not so much the main ingredient. I look at the other ingredients because the other ingredients are going to make or break what you're taking. If the other ingredients have components in them that can neutralize what you're doing, then leave it alone.
Okay, now the other question I have is about charcoal. They sell charcoal capsules. Okay. What is your opinion on the charcoal?
What are you using it for?
Well, it's supposed to, absorb toxins.
Doesn't absorb them, it adsorbs them. What that means is it doesn't actually collect them. Pectin will absorb toxins. Charcoal, what it does is it attracts it to them. It doesn't grab it. It just leads them out the door. It's like the Pied Piper playing a tune. Pied Piper didn't grab the rats. He just played the tune or the frequency, and they followed him. That's basically what charcoal does. Pectin, on the other hand, does what it collects and binds and pulls stuff out. So it does work on a lot of things. It will not treat cyanide and will not treat alcohol. But it does pull out a lot of other things.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. All righty. What do you think of CBD oil?
If it's got the THC, super. It will take out cancers and other autoimmune problems. If it doesn't have CBD, it ain't going to do jack diddly in that regard. Now, it will help people who are drug addicted to methadone and benzos. It can help them get off of that. The shame to fame on it is, again, extracting a little bit of the fact and blowing it into fantasy. Without the THC, it's not going to deal with the cancers. If anyone tells you that or tells you it's different, I've not seen it. I've had people contact me that use the CBD oil without the THC that had cancers. It did nothing, zero. And then we sent them something with a 30% THC content, shrunk it down within 34 weeks from the size of a pencil to the size of a pinhead. So now, again, stuff coming from the government, who knows what the hell that is? That could be a genetically engineered material. I don't know. I think a lot of stuff coming from the government is genetically engineered to hijack people. That's just, again, speculation. I think if you're going to have CBD oil, grow it yourself, extract it yourself, or if you have friends that are growing it in their houses or whatever, use that stuff. That's the stuff you might want to really look at.
All right. Let's see. We have more questions in the chat room. Let's see. I mentioned in the chat room that I have this filter. We're going backwards here. About the filter that I have in my house, and it is called Total Shield, and it's an EMF filter. And it was like $400 is what I paid for it.
Okay. I'd have to take a look at it because some people have sent me some stuff and I've looked at them. And I'm not sure if it's that site or not, so I don't know. But a lot of these things were just gimmickry. EMF is a funny thing. I mean, on a certain bandwidth, it actually benefits you. On a higher bandwidth, it's when it starts breaking you down. In order for an EMF shield to actually work, it has to match or be stronger than the field coming in.
Oh.
So that's one of the things they don't mention. Now,
right.
Again, this product may or may not be doing that. Again, I do not know. I don't really look at a lot of these products because, again, I've seen so many things that have been so jaded and so much bunk that I've come to the thing that I'm not wasting my time anymore looking at these things because they don't work. A lot of times they're selling you these little tiny pendants or things of shungite or some other frequency blocker. They don't do nothing. The idea behind them is that when your frequency is fired, it's going to draw it to it. That's what the whole concept of the shungite is. But your body would have to be covered from head to toe for that to work.
Oh, sure.
So, again, if you got a little tiny pendant that's the size of a 50-cent piece or a dollar piece, it's going to attract it to it, and it may protect the area maybe an inch or 2 inches surrounding it. That's it. Now, if you're going to wear a RF shielding material that's either silver or silver nickel or whatever, that also, I wear those things myself, they have a deflective effect. To deflect the frequency so you're not getting directly hit. I also wear a copper shielding underneath sometimes as well. I either one or the other for the same reason. Those things do have an effect and they do work because they cover a bigger area. Now, if you can have a body suit, a shirt and a pair of pants, socks and a headpiece and a neck piece and a facial piece to go around, you'd be fully covered.
Right.
Now you'd look like something from outer space and scare the hell out of everybody, but nonetheless, you're protected.
Right. I don't know. It's just, it's really interesting. You also have on your website vaccination for animals because the vaccine industry was running out of... Well, people to shoot. It's now been extended to animals, which I feel really badly about. It just seems that now animals are getting diabetes and all the so-called human diseases. And it used to be that animals were taken to the vet if there was some sort of an accident, if they got hit by a car or something like that. But now... we have our animals who are sick and who are taking medications.
Well, here where I'm at, they're legislating that you have to have your animals vaccinated, and it's retarded. They don't need to be vaccinated unless they're running around with other. I mean, they're out in the street or they're street type. You know, they're in and out all the time. But again, I wouldn't do that either. Today. The animals are dying faster. They used to live up into their 20s, and then they got them down to their like 12 and 13 area. And now I'm getting people bringing me pets that are dying by the time they're 8 and 8 years old, where these animals should be living up into their 20s.
Right.
Our 20s. So, yeah, I mean, and again, I think this is part of the agenda to disarm people so that they can integrate their frequency warfare, I would call it, on people, because these animals are attenuated to a higher bandwidth or higher frequency than we are. They hear frequencies at a lot higher frequency than we do. So again, we're disarming you by taking away your cat or your dog, you know, or whatever pet you might have through these lunatic legislations that are being passed. You know, vaccinations. There is no reason to vaccinate anybody, period. When they try to force a legislation on people to be vaccinated, this is how it should be working. If you're vaccinated and you believe that nonsense, that vaccination is going to protect you from whatever pathologies that are out there, and I'm not vaccinated, I get sick, you should be protected. It won't matter if I die of the Black Plague. If you've got that vaccine that would have boosted your immune system to my me being infected, you are not. You shouldn't have any worry. None. In fact, you should be not even concerned because you have the protection I don't. I should be the one concerned because now I'm dying of this affliction. But that's not the case. And usually what happens, those people who are not injected with these vaccinations seem to have a better resistance to these other pathologies than people who have been vaccinated. It seems to be an irony here.
Oh, absolutely. Because they definitely affect your immune system, and they slough off. For instance, if you get the chickenpox vaccine, you can shed that virus, that live virus, for 2 weeks following that injection, and people hardly we hardly ever heard of the what is that? The word I'm trying that people are getting shingles now as a result of being around somebody that just was vaccinated for chickenpox. And shingles used to be very rare. And if you have chickenpox when you're young, or the measles or the mumps, a lot of those that builds your immune system. We need to have challenges so that our immune system can become stronger, and that's what having chickenpox does. It gives you lifetime immunity.
The like I said, when we're talking today's time, we are not just injecting an injection into the tissue. It is going through a nano delivery, which is now integrating to the DNA.
Oh, yes.
Which is turning off your immune system. Look, when they were killing those doctors off because they exposed the GCMAF protein that we were supposed to have in our bodies, and it was taken out because of vaccines, that was a red flag to everybody that the vaccines was actually disarming proteins or DNA that were signaling the immune system to respond to what's going on. That's what silica does. Silica shuts down the cellular communication. You could have a cancer cell in the body. You can have a cancer cell in the body. If the immune system's intact, it will recognize that this is a mutation going on, and it will get rid of it, break it down, and discard it.
Right.
But if it can't communicate that this is happening, it doesn't do anything, and what happens? You have a proliferation of this cancer into the system, and this is working on everything. I don't even believe today that the STDs are a pathology anymore. I think they're a program, and they're an operating system operating in people's bodies. They get turned on and turned off at precise, exact times. I've had women contact me who have had supposedly a herpes, and I've got them on I've put them on one of my devices that I've made for pulsing. And it turned it off. Normally, they would have had, because every 3 weeks it would come on for a week and then go off. That's not a pathology. That's a program. That's an operating system. So when we hit them with the frequencies, guess what? It didn't come on. She stayed free and clear of it. Now, mind you, you have to maintain this because, like I said, where the nano or where that programming went into the spine. So until you can burn that program out or get rid of it, this is a perpetual thing that people have to deal with. And I don't believe for one second even the AIDS thing is even real. I think that's all horse hockey, too. I think that's nothing but another program that they invented in a lab and released it on specific groups and populations to see what it would do. It was another form of weaponizing vaccines. The nano, like I said, with the amount that we have, you can be targeted with a frequency and made to be programmed to have a condition that otherwise you would never have been exposed to. This is the nature of where we're at today. And so, like I said, a lot of the things that we're being told today is based on some archaic information that we got way back when pathologies were the problem. Today, it's not pathologies that are the problem. It's the science that's the problem. It's the science that's creating this. It's the perpetrators of this synthetic biology that they're creating, that they're releasing on mankind. So when we're, this is the problem. And this is what needs to be inoculated against. This needs to be turned off, and this needs to be leashed back in. So, because again, this is all about. If you know, and again, it's not just the United States. China needs to rein that crap back in. Russia needs to rein that crap back in. Canada needs to rein that crap back in. The United Kingdom, Germany, they're all in on this stuff, and they're doing this kind of exploitation on their own people. So, whether it's a population control game, whatever. I mean, look at what Bill Gates does with the with his vaccines. He's reduced the population down by so many percentage just by giving the vaccinations for free.
Yeah. I played a clip from him last week. Anyway, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Tony Pantelaresco. And I'm going to ask you a rather bizarre question, suggested by an email that I received from a listener about drinking one's own urine as a kind of prophylactic kind of a situation. What is your views?
Filter it first. I don't know if I do it as a prophylactic. I mean, you can, I guess.
Well, as some sort of a remedial, I don't know why, but...
Yeah, remedial I can see, because, okay, butt filter it.
What comes out is waste, whether you're talking urine or...
Yeah, but, okay, well, urine's a little bit different. Sure, what you're saying, it is waste. This is why I'm saying filter it, because you're also pissing out nano, a lot of it. And you may not see it, but it's there. So you have to filter it. The reason why you drink it back in, Deanna, is because a lot of your antibodies that you produce is in your urine. And when you drink it back in, it's like basically giving you a vaccine with an antibiotic. You're putting back those antibodies that your body has produced, which increases the capacity to fight off whatever you're going. I had a guy that had he had some kind of flesh-eating disease in his heart. And so he pissed in a bucket, he filtered it, added peroxide to it, and he drank it. Now, doctors only gave this guy about a week to live. And so he found some biblical passage to validate this, so he did this. And when he went back, he found out that the whatever he had going on was completely cleared out and gone. So there is merit to it, but you got to filter it. Don't just drink it. Don't just piss it out and drink it. You should filter that and then drink. If you're going to drink it, then I would probably do what he did. I would probably put peroxide in there or something to that effect. But that does make a big difference it can make a big difference for some people. I've never done it. I've never felt the need to do it.
Yeah, you just stick with your vodka, right?
Vodka works fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or brandy.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better than,
let's put it this way. If you're in the middle of nowhere and you got hit with something hard, then I'd say, yeah, go for it. That could save your life. I personally don't see a need for it at this stage. It may come to that one day, and I wouldn't be opposed to doing it because I know what it will do. You know, I have put some things in my mouth in the past that, you know, were tasted like cow dung.
Right.
But I did it because of what it was going to do. But we have so many other options at our disposal, but sometimes that can work. And again, you got to remember, not everybody has a lot of money to buy a lot of things. So I just try to guide them to do it as safely as possible. I got people that I'm eating crap, for crying out loud, to restore the gut bacteria. I'm not a big fan of that one at all. But
I wouldn't eat. Well, you can do an enema with somebody else's stool. Oh, well, I guess now's a good time to say goodbye, right? Okay. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you, listeners. Take care. Visit with you next week. Bye-bye.
We're done?
We're done.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. All right.
Time to leave. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.